Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is 5 o'clock, which means...
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. All right. One of my favorite parts about working on this show and coming together, you guys, is our group outings post-show. And tonight, we get another. We are all headed to Nets Sixers as part of our Hungerthon winner that gets to come watch a game in a suite with us, all right?
Yeah, they get to not see Joel Embiid, not see Tyrese Maxey, who's been ruled out, and not see a functioning NBA team, because God knows the Nets aren't.
But this is a big spot, Evan. You are, in theory, the man on our show in charge. It is Evan before everybody else. Mm-hmm. So you're in charge of the suite as far as we're concerned, the other three of us, and our Hungerthon winners. So I'm going to give you the five things Evan needs to have prepared for us and our winners in the suite tonight, all right?
Here we go!
Number five.
A TV in the suite with anything but the Nets and Sixers on.
Let's go Knicks.
Can you make that happen?
I'm definitely going to make that happen because, A, I think the winners are Knicks fans. And then
let's
B,
go Knicks.
As a Net fan, as disgusted as I am from last night's loss to Memphis, the Knicks-Hawks game has Nets implications. So, yes, the Knicks game is going to be on.
Okay.
For a myriad of reasons.
Loogie wants the Knicks game on but rolled his eyes that it had basically implications
well,
on the Nets.
Well, look, the Nets are 2.5 games back. I'm not delusional to tell you they're going to make the play-in. They're not. They're a loser franchise who had an unfathomable loss last night.
Against a bunch of G-leaguers?
Against, yes, literally a G-league team. With that said, the way I am as a sports fan, I forget the word that was used.
Whimsical.
Whimsical is that I never give up. Like, when it's over, it's over. But until it's over, you still hold out hope. So, let's go Knicks. I need the Knicks to help me too.
Let's go Knicks.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Cookies. Every normal human after, a night of fried foods and drinks and everything, fourth quarter sweet tooth hits, sticky. Well, I think we can understand. Evan better have cookies. A dessert taken care of.
Got to have two cookies and one for the road.
There you go.
That's the way you roll?
Right. So, at least three per person.
Warmed up, too, the cookies.
Warm cookies. Oh, yes. So, can you warm take care of cookies tonight?
Thanks.
I can take care of the fact there'll be cookies there. I cannot take care of if the Barclays Center crew is going to have it warm for you.
Put in the word.
And cup of milk.
Number three.
Chicken fingers. I think it's the least you could do. Bare minimum on the food tonight.
I'm with you so far on all this. Like, I agree on the chicken fingers. I'm good with the cookies. I'm good with the TV having a game that's also relevant on, like, 3 for 3.
Now, most people, the add-on is chicken fingers should be assumed by most people fries as well.
Well, we learned last time we were at Barclays Center when I really had to take care of the suite. Because the beauty of tonight is... the company is taking care of the suite.
Right.
When we went previously, I'm in charge.
Right. So,
but I don't want to lie. I'm not BSing here like I'm paying for all this stuff. I'm not taking credit for something I'm not doing. But the last time we went, I did do that. We went to the WNBA Finals in a suite, and it was on me to supply food.
Right.
And when I'm looking at the prices because it turned out to be like crazy expensive.
It was.
But it was worth it.
Was it because it was the finals or?
No, it's just the prices of doing business.
Got it.
So I order the chicken fingers. I'm like, okay, I feel good about this. And they didn't come with fries.
They got to come with fries.
And I remember looking at Sean and Luke and being like, this is ridiculous. Like, look at what I just dropped. Right, there's no fries?
We're big kids here.
I had to go down to the concourse level with big zoo elbowing people to get fries. Nice. So let's take care of the fries.
And by the way, there's good reason for that. There was a number where if I crossed it, my wife was going to be pissed at me. It's one thing to take the boys out. It's another thing to drop $1,000 in a freaking suite for food that's average.
But, you know, talk to the Barclays people tonight. It's for a good cause. Okay. All right, here we go.
Number two.
beer. I hope this is obvious, Evan, not just Mai Tais. Can the boys have the beers tonight? Make sure there's enough of it.
I think that's standard.
I would think so, right?
You never know, though. And we could show up and Evan's got nothing but alcoholic fruit punch in that fridge.
Well, look, here's what I've been told, all right? The company ordered something and that I have the ability to add more.
Oh, got it.
They've ordered some kind of semblance of food and drink.
They've ordered the base. They've ordered the bare minimum.
Correct. Basically. I've been given permission to use the company card to add.
Got it.
But I've also been warned, don't get nuts.
Which that is why it's an important spot for you here.
I got don't get nuts. So I got the company saying don't get nuts. And then I got you guys saying, let's get nuts.
So I'm going to cancel the strippers I ordered. can't afford that.
Okay, and last but not least, the most
number
important.
Number one.
The most important thing Evan needs to have prepared for us and our winners at the NetSuite tonight is a clear path to the door for Tiki to leave with 5 minutes left.
I'm almost expecting clear. That.
Yeah, get Tommy out of the way. Make sure I'm out of the way. Tiki needs to fully out. Doesn't like crowds at the end.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
What if, as you're leaving, the auction winners give you a look of disappointment? Like, will that change your exit strategy?
No.
So you're already committing to the I'm leaving with 4 minutes to go. Like, that is a done deal. Nothing can change that.
Yeah, I mean, I might leave after the first quarter.
Well, a new
what is this, the All-Star game? You got to play a little bit
by
more
the way,
than that.
The first quarter.
Me and Tommy may not be able to get there till after the first quarter. We're going to high-five Tiki on the way
you
up.
You guys are, you know what?
Your That's, turn. See ya.
That's okay. I think Tiki's like, you know what? It's Nets Sixers on a Tuesday night. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing the auction winner a favor, but you cannot expect four quarters.
Go kiss ass.
Tiki's going to be Mickey at Disney. Am I done with the pictures here? I'm out of here. All right, that's Cinco de 5-0 today and every day.
All right, thank you, Sean. Every day, like he said, Cinco de 5-0. Saquon Barkley is not being tagged by the New York Giants. And the reason why this doesn't make sense to me is that the New York Giants, before the trade deadline, didn't entertain offers on him. Didn't entertain any offers. We were told... wouldn't even take phone calls on trading Saquon Barkley.
Half a season ago.
Yeah, back in October. The deadline was October 31st, so in the week leading up. So when you make a decision like that, to me it means you're serious about keeping a player. Then the franchise tag, I'm sorry, not the franchise tag, the salary cap explodes up to a number that even Joe Shane didn't expect.
$255.
If you don't tag him and you have that power to tag him and continue to work on a long-term contract that's beneficial to both, and you allow him to get to free agency where the Texans and the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Ravens are all waiting. And to me, I think a bunch of teams will outbid whatever the Giants are willing to offer. That means you're going to lose him.
Yeah.
That means the Giant decision today was to lose Saquon Barkley for potentially nothing.
I think there's a different way of doing business with the trade deadline in the NFL than it is in, say, baseball or basketball. When you have a expiring contract, as you like to say in those other sports, you need to get value. Like, the last thing you want is to lose one of your best players and get nothing for it. In football, though, the idea of an expiring contract is not valuable, right? You're not going to trade. Because think of how we do this in baseball or basketball. You trade an expiring contract because your team's not really in it. You like the player, but you're not going to re-sign him. So let's trade that contract. We'll get something back. And then that acquiring team is like, yeah, we got somebody who's going to help us. And then we can let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In football, it doesn't really work that way. Like, you don't think about the monetary benefit of the expiring contract. It's more about what can I do for my team right now. And so last year, if you're the New York Giants, and this is why I'm kind of okay with him not contemplating or even thinking about the trade, is that they wanted to do what's right by their team right now. They weren't thinking about the future. They weren't thinking about, can we get an asset for him? Because who knows what that asset would have been? A 27-year-old.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oft-injured running back. Yes, I know it was the second overall pick.
You're right.
It probably would have been a fourth or fifth rounder.
I think it's better than that.
I don't know. I truly do not know. But I don't think it's a second rounder or a third rounder. And so the value wasn't worth it to sabotage the locker room in a season where they were still trying to fight. And Saquon was one of those players that was fighting. And so in their minds, they're saying, yeah, we might lose him for nothing. But I think they're also saying, if we lose him for nothing, we're okay with that.
Mm.
I think that's what it comes down to.
I think you're right. I think they are okay with losing him for nothing because they're about to.
Yes.
I mean, they could get a compensatory pick back. Obviously, it has a lot to do with what else happens in free agency. But I think we've seen the last of Saquon Barkley as a New York Giant. The Giants are okay with it, and they've probably known it for a while. Let's go to Will in Port Jervis. Good afternoon, Will.
Yeah, Tiki. You and Evan, man, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate you.
I got a couple of things. Yesterday, you guys were talking about the most devastating hits in football.
Yeah, the injuries. No, we're talking about the injuries, like when when Sehorn tore his ACL, or I'm trying to think of some of the
injuries.
Others. Yeah,
injuries. Darrell Revis got torn ACL. Yeah.
Like just things that devastated you in like that moment.
Oh, what devastated me? Well, like you say, Joe Theismann. I think that devastated everybody.
Yep.
But it was another one. Back in the day, there was Jack Tatum hit Daryl Stingley and paralyzed him.
Yeah. And didn't they try to arrest him? Yeah, didn't they try to arrest him?
Yeah, they tried to arrest him.
Think about that. Think about how crazy that is. I remember Reed, obviously, was before my time, was in the 70s, but they tried to arrest him.
Wow.
Because, look, football in the 70s, I've gone back and watched old games at the behest of Beningo describing 70s football, and I was like, let me see what he's talking about.
Right.
70s football was like a freaking war.
Right. It was brutal.
Oh, my God.
Anything went.
And basically, yeah. Like, you saw some of those plays, and you're like, damn.
Think about the wide. Like, you could mug wide receivers.
Yes.
In the middle of a play.
Yes.
Play balls in the air. They didn't call pass interference. No. I mean, you had to tackle a guy to have pass interference back then.
It was a different world.
It really was.
Kendrick's in Suffern, New York. Hey, Kendrick.
Hey, guys. I have something for Tiki, but Evan, real quick, with Jordan Montgomery, I got to push back on you on this. The other day I called in and I told Tiki, you know, the idea of going from bad to good and good to great being like equally challenging is a farce, because going from bad to good is much easier than going from good to great. And I think right now with the Jordan Montgomery situation, you keep pointing out over to Arizona as why can't we be them? But that was the end of their build. It wasn't the beginning. So the idea of
why can't they be? Let me retort that. Why can't they be Texas? Forget Arizona. Why can't they be Texas? What were the Texas Rangers a year earlier with a team after spending big on free agents? What were they? They lost 90 plus games.
They can't be Texas. They can't be Arizona because they're in New York and they're the Mets, Evan. You can't just say why can't we be someone else. If you're going to be great, you got to be yourself and you got to go with the plan that you have. So the idea of like coming back with, oh, why can't we be this team? Because we're not.
But you're missing my point. I'm not saying emulate the Texas Rangers or emulate the Arizona Diamondbacks. What I'm simply saying is I think we live in a new world of baseball where just make the playoffs. If you can be a playoff team, I think you have as good a chance as anybody to simply get hot at the right time. And I think we've seen this for a long time in baseball, but it's exaggerated now because we have an extra playoff team. I don't think the Mets are that far off from being a low to mid-80s win team. In fact, that's what I think they are. You could disagree. I don't think they're a bad team. And in this day and age, if you can just be that team and make the postseason, why can't you get hot? Why not?
No, you're right. And so just to push back with the Texas, and I guess you could go with at the trade deadline, if we prove to be that somebody that we hope we can be, then you can make the move then.
Yeah.
But for Tiki, you made a point earlier in the show, and I've been thinking about this with Caleb Williams, and the question is, Caleb Williams could basically say, I'm not showing up to anything but the draft, and you can take me one, or I dare you not to take me. Like, I'm not picking up a weight. I'm not throwing up a football. It is what it is.
Right.
Now, looking at the running backs, looking at the college playing field here with the NIL money, what's stopping these kids from saying, I'm not going to do anything, and if you want to take me, you can take me, but you can tarnish my reputation with some of these interviews.
Right.
We've heard the stories in the past. Instead of, you know, let's just go back to Saquon's situation, right? If he was at Penn State and NIL was a thing, if he wasn't going to, why wouldn't he just enter the transfer portal and become a free agent on the college level?
Right.
No, and do you see the NFL, the combine, losing some of its luster? Because some of these kids are no longer in need of money because they're coming from money now.
Dude, you're making an unbelievable point, Kendrick. You're already seeing this in some of the other sports, right? What was the kid from North Carolina, the big man, Baycock? Remember Baycock?
Right.
Like, maybe he's going to be a second-round pick this coming NBA draft. He stayed in college at North Carolina because he's a legend. And I don't know how much money he made, but he made a lot more than he's going to make being drafted in the second round. And
100%.
Right.
And so, sorry,
go ahead.
Just to get on before I let you guys talk, because it's an awesome show. Listen, I'm a big basketball guy. And even just recently, a program nearby, FDU, that beat Purdue last year, they brought guys over from St. Thomas Aquinas with Tobin Anderson at the time, who were grad students and played for years. And that's going to affect then the high school level with AAU, because what are college coaches going to do? Because I know they have pipelines in the private and the club scenes. Or are you going to take mid-major guys who have proven themselves at the collegiate level? And so I feel like this could trickle into the NFL with the combine saying, like, guys, you either – take me at 2, and if I drop, then I drop. If not, I'm making money at whatever school.
Oh, especially for running backs, especially because those guys, if they're not taken in the first two rounds, they're not really making a ton of money.
Mm.
And so you're almost better off, unless you really want that NFL shot, you're almost better off staying for as long as you can in college.
Yeah.
And making as much money as you can in college, which honestly might be more than you're going to make in the NFL.
The risky run, though, is that catastrophic injury changes
everything.
Well,
the risky run is a catastrophic injury and all those other guys going in ahead of you.
Right. Well, look at Caleb Williams made how much money in NIL this year?
$12
million.
Yeah.
An amazing amount of money. I mean, foreign from 5 years ago in college athletics. Let's say Caleb Williams is like, man, why the hell would I go to the NFL? I'm just going to live this college life. Mm-hmm. I'll keep making this kind of money. And then next year, and you knock on wood because you would never root for it, he suffers an injury that literally ends his career, which can happen. He's playing a violent sport of football. Yes, he has the $11 million, and that's amazing. But think about how much more you could have made once you made the NFL. And so, that's still a risk, even if it's less today than it was a few years ago because of the NIL.
For certain positions, it makes sense to go to the NFL. But I think what Kendrick was talking about was running backs.
Mm.
And because running backs are, they're just not getting paid. And they're valuable in college because you can be dynamic in college. I mean, think about like Bijan Robinson two seasons ago, his last year at Texas. He was amazing. And I don't know if NILs had fully matured yet, but if he was playing at Texas this past season, he'd have made $6-7 million.
Crazy, man.
It's insane. And so
good for them.
I know, but think about what we're talking about with Saquon Barkley and I don't know, Tony Pollard and these free agents. They're going to make $8-10 million.
It's not that much more.
It's not that much more.
Yeah, it's a great point. When you're a running back, it's like, screw it. I'll just stay in school.
Right.
Jay is in Linden, New Jersey. How you doing, Jay?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Nice, man. What's up?
Quick, my first point, Tiki. You guys were talking about, you know, like fake news earlier. You were talking about a quote.
Yeah.
That quote is, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Yeah. Who said it? I don't even know who said it.
No idea, but I've been hearing that from parents my whole
life.
I've
heard it forever. Right? Me too.
Secondly, my question is, going into the football season this year, and it doesn't have to be this year, it could be next year, but between the Jets and the Giants, who is going to collapse first? Is it going to be the Jets? Is it going to be the Giants? Who is going to go into the rebuild first? I don't know if it's clear.
Right.
I'm going to hang up and let you guys go at it.
I mean,
Thank you.
What a great question.
Well, there's only one thing that'll send the Jets into it. And that's another injury to Aaron Rodgers.
Or failure.
I think failure is less a risk. I'm not saying it's impossible.
Right. It's less likely in your mind.
Yeah, it's less likely with the Jets.
I mean, they could fail. Let's say the defense is average. Let's say Aaron Rodgers just isn't as good as he used to be, and they win six games.
Is that a real proposition?
It could happen, yeah.
There's continuity. Ulbrich stayed. He didn't move off because there was rumors that he was going to San
Francisco. You're right. It's not the defense. He gets Aaron Rodgers in general. Injury or just looking old.
The risk for the Jets is Aaron Rodgers.
Well, the risk is Aaron Rodgers, but you cannot dismiss, and I love this defense. I fought with you guys a lot about it during the season. Mm-hmm. You can't just dismiss that in the NFL, it's a year-to-year proposition.
Oh, I know. But
Sauce Gardner has a week two injury.
Right, but forget the injury because he doesn't have an injury history. Aaron is older and coming off an injury.
Yeah.
So, I can't manufacture something that I don't even see on my radar. I can see an injury for Aaron Rodgers. I can't see an injury for Sauce Gardner.
I get what you're saying. You're right. I don't want to use that as an example.
I look at the Jets defense and it's young.
Right.
It's engaged. It feels like they still have this chip on their shoulder. They need to prove that they're the best type of thing. They're only going to get better, I think, with free agency in the draft. And so the risk for the Jets, just to finish the point here, the question is Aaron Rodgers. The risk for the Giants is who's playing left guard, who's playing right guard, who's playing right tackle, who's the big play threat, who's playing quarterback, and, it's a new defensive system. Do those guys fit it? Right? Who's the edge rusher other than Kayvon Thibodeau? Who's playing linebacker? And who's in the secondary? Because Xavier McKinney might the questions around the Giants are massive. And so it's not even who's going to collapse. It's do the Giants even have a chance to be collapsible?
Yeah, I think the Giants, especially if they draft a quarterback, they're already rebuilding in a way.
Yes, and it seems like that's where they're headed based on everything that people are saying out of the combine, including Rich Eisen. Who we figured out was 5 for 5 last year, and it's 5 things. And there's a good chance of being 5 for 5 again.
No, he knows what he's doing. We did that at around 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If you want to hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app, we looked at all of Rich Eisen's rumors over the last few years and found out, is he accurate or not? The answer is, spoiler alert, he's pretty damn accurate.
Yeah, he is.
The Jets and the Giants are in a very different place, but could end up in a very similar place. And what I mean by that is we are going to go into next year with high expectations for the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So things like this will be said on the radio. They better win. They better make the playoffs. They better go on a postseason run. And if they don't, we blow the whole thing up. So now that's not me predicting they're going to win the Super Bowl. I don't know if a lot of people around here are going to predict it, but there's certainly going to be the expectation that they can compete for one. The Giants are going to go into next season with hope and optimism of turning it around from last year, and maybe things break right, and maybe they win 8 or 9 games, and maybe this and maybe that. So if the Giants don't do that, it'll be disappointing, but it won't have the bust factor that the Jets have. The Jets have an enormous bust factor. So let's just say both the Jets and Giants finish with identical records. They both go 7-10. For the Giants, it may be okay.
Okay, that was a good stepping stone.
All right. We're building in the right direction, as I squeak to describe it.
Right.
If that happens for the Jets, take the nuclear codes out. We're going to blow it all up.
Well, you know.
Salah's gone.
By the way, you know.
Rodgers, they're all gone.
You know that that's a fact. If the Jets are 7-10 again, because this will be the third year in a row, then it's over.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So who's going to win more games? I'll answer it this way. The Jets better win more games, because if they don't, that's a problem. Now, we had a fan choice poll, courtesy of SNY, and sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. It was, will Saquon Barkley be a Giant in 2024? And the overwhelming results were correct. He won't be. 70% said no, 30% said yes. Thank you for voting, and thank you to Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. So, I'm in a tough spot here, Tiki.
Why?
We have to apologize. You and I have to apologize.
To whom?
To Tommy Lugauer.
What up, Tommy?
To, I think, Sean Morash.
Oh. What up, Sean?
And to everybody in the suite tonight, because we are going to Net Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
We are going because there was an auction win
mm-hmm.
by a gentleman for the Hungerthon. And earlier today, about a half hour ago, Sean made a Cinco de Five on the 5 things that I need to do mm-hmm. in the suite.
Cookies, beer.
Food.
Exit food.
All fine.
Fingers, fries.
There was one thing, though, I need to fix.
Did you forget to put deodorant on today?
No, it's about the TV in the suite. I pretty much said, yeah, we'll have the Knick game on, no problem. That's not going to be the case. There will be no Knick game on the TV, and Tiki is going to be lockstep with me because I forgot today is Super Tuesday. And when it's Super Tuesday in politics, we're going to be flipping between Fox News and a little MSNBC, maybe even a little Newsmax, really spice it up a little bit. So we will be glued to the returns on tonight's Super Tuesday. Mm. Unfortunately, there will be no Knicks Hawks for you.
Yeah. Can I just tell you a certain prediction? It's going to be Trump Biden. Just letting you know.
And can I have a prediction? We have 10 dudes we've never met before. Does everybody want to start arguing politics in an
SP? Right.
Great point.
And they're Knicks fans. We're all going to go to Barclays to watch the Knicks game. Only you, Evan, are watching the Nets game.
No, I'm watching Super Tuesday. I'm not watching the Nets game. You never know. And by the way, for everyone saying, well, it's already over, why watch? Why would we go to Nets Sixers? It's already over for the Nets. Why watch? Because you never know. Because all you need to do is get the 10 seed and pull off a miracle. All Nicky's got to do is win Minnesota. Mm. And maybe it starts, you know, changing everything. You never know.
I wonder how bad the ratings are going to be for this.
For Super Tuesday? Yeah. Well, they got to go up against Knicks Hawks. That's a problem.
No, not even that. It just feels like the most not cared about primary season in a long time.
Well, because, and you are right, in my time of loving presidential primary politics, I'm trying to remember a Super Tuesday that has less, if we're being truthful, on the line than what we have for this Super Tuesday. Because a lot of Super Tuesdays still have a close contested election.
Right.
Like maybe the Republican primary in 12 when Romney got it. Was it pretty much over by Super Tuesday? I don't know. Because remember, somebody won Iowa. Oh, yeah, Santorum won Iowa.
Right.
So there was a little bit of a split. So to your point, you're right in that it is the most anticlimactic Super Tuesday because for all intents and purposes, unless something shocking happens, it's over.
Yeah. Biden's not being primaried, and I think they called this a month ago.
Yeah, it's pretty much over. So, you know what? I got good news. We changed our mind. We will not watch Super Tuesday. We'll watch Knicks Hawks.
See how easy that was, Loogie?
Yeah, that's fine. I got bad news, though.
You just had to remind me, man. Come on. What are you wasting our time with this crap?
I got bad news, especially for the people that won this through the Hungerthon and the suite. So, Tiki, you're dressed very well. You're dressed like an adult, like an event. I look great as always. Sean and Evan, they look like they're waiting for the bus stop. You basically need the lunchbox to complete the set. Can you dress like adults? No. We're going to an event. We're going to a suite. You guys look awful.
We are going to a basketball game, and we are dressed as such. I am wearing a Brooklyn Nets jacket.
You're dressed like a
six. I'm wearing an old school New York Nets hat.
Right.
I do have my beard painted fuchsia pink, but that's besides the point. I'm wearing nice jeans, by the way, that make my ass look pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm dressed to go to a basketball game. I ain't going clubbing. I'm going to watch Nets Sixers on a Tuesday night.
That's about as close as he's going to get to church, you know. Sorry.
I hear
what you're saying.
We represent the show here.
I'm going
tonight.
Out. Like, yeah. I'm going to be seen.
Yeah, but going to a basketball game.
Say hello to somebody that I haven't met for the first time. I got to look the part.
Yeah, but here's the difference, Tiki and Loogie, and you guys have this in common, and I do respect this. You're not a Net fan, so you're literally going to an event in a suite, and I respect that. I'm going to watch my basketball team play. And for anyone that wins an auction, and they're like, ooh, it's kind of cool to be with me, and I don't know why it would be cool to be with me. I'm a maniac. You're going to get the genuine article. And the genuine article is a child that likes to watch sports. That's who I am. If I dress up as someone else, then I'm pretending to be somebody else. And by the way, same with Sean. Yeah. Sean is Sean. Like, he ain't going to dress up and pretend he's somebody else. He's got a Brooklyn Net hat on. He's ready to eat. He's ready to watch our basketball team start the miracle run.
I got my zip up. Now, with all the respect, Evan, I'm going to separate myself. My neck gear a little nicer than yours. Yours looks like it's been worn down for 7 years, but, you know.
Well, first of all, what's wrong with my neck gear? My neck gear is very nice. I'm wearing a gray and white and black Brooklyn Nets hoodie. I do have the sleeves up. I should bring that down. I've got an old school blue New York Nets hat.
I think that's
from the ABA days.
I think it's because you're wearing the old school blue hat with the black and the gray and
so
the white.
So it doesn't fit. It doesn't match.
And now you're going with a pink beard. I think that you've just, it's too many colors thrown at the wall that right. you don't look put together.
They're like, this guy is a weirdo.
If I take my hat off and I just have like my messy hair look, does that look more presentable?
No.
I would have gone old ABA. I would have gone full blue. Like, you should have chose one of the eras.
How about if I go backwards blue hat? Does better. That make me look cool?
Actually, it does look a little better.
Thank you, Tiggy.
It does.
I get the idea you're going to a basketball game, but there's just a way to look.
But hold on. Think about it. These people won an event or did a donation to an event listening to the fans.
Exactly.
They expect the fans out of us.
Yeah, what the hell do you want?
We are showing up as fans, okay. as we are.
Like, you and Evan are fans.
And by the way, I'm going to root. Like, I'm just going to warn you guys.
And I are not.
That's fine. And you don't have to. When the game occurs and Cam Johnson misses a wide open three, I'm probably going to mother bleep him.
First basket.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I, no offense to Cam, he's a nice guy.
First basket.
Am I going to bet the first basket?
First basket.
Of course I am.
First basket.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder.
Mm. Ooh. Schroeder.
Shrewd move. Dennis Schroeder.
The other Brooklyn Net fan that works here, Keith McPherson, always looks sharp, always looks good. Everything looks like it's iron. It looks like he bathed. So, next question. You can look cool and look good and not look like a homeless person.
I will argue this.
You're sitting on a park bench outside Barclays Center.
I would argue this, and I don't know everybody's habits. I do not know that. I think I shower more than anybody at this radio station because I shower 1, 2, 3 times a day.
Three times?
What?
You go 3?
I shower right before bed, first thing when I wake up, after I work out before work.
There you go. Very similar to me. Like, I shower when I get home to get this makeup out of my beard. I shower first thing in the morning with my boys because they need to be showered, so I end up jumping on in. And even if my shorts are on, still a shower. And then I shower again before I come to work. So 3 showers a day. So when you talk about being ugly, that's fine. When you talk about not dressing well, totally fine. I can't take stuff that's not true.
Okay.
I am as cleansed as anybody, because trust me, I live half my life in a shower.
All right, let's talk facts. Under that little zippy, as you called it, what are you wearing underneath that?
I'm wearing a T-shirt that I had to beg a coworker to give me because I used my regular shirt to help me take stuff off my beard earlier today when I tried to put the Yankee logo on my beard.
So a dirty shirt that's not been washed.
No, this is a clean shirt.
It's a new shirt.
It's a brand new shirt.
Brand new shirt.
Yeah, I had to take the wrapper off and the tags off. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But you wash a shirt first before you wear it. That's a
do
rule.
You?
Yes.
Do you, Tiggy?
I usually do, but in this case, I understand why you didn't.
I don't even do it when I buy a shirt at the Gap. I just take it home and wear it.
What? I mean, it's clean.
Yeah. It's absolutely not clean.
No, this is where you're wrong.
It's absolutely not clean.
It is. You could wear a shirt.
No.
Right off
you
the rack.
You always wash
it first. No, because the moment you wash it, it loses just a subtlety of color. It's subtly never the same.
What are you, Calvin Klein now? You have no idea what you're talking about. You wash a shirt before you
wear it. Nothing. You wear one $6 shirt from Old Navy with a couple buttons on it, and suddenly you think you missed the fashion.
I know.
Compared to you two, I am.
But we don't call ourselves fashionistas. Like, we never talk about our fashion being good. We are who we are.
Tiki, you and I are going to look at the other fans there tonight, and we're going to compare and contrast them to Evan and Sean, and we'll see if they look like fans or they just look like idiots.
I wonder what the mix will be. Because what is it, 6 guys? 7 guys?
I think like 7 or 8 guys are going to be in the suite with us.
We'll get to evaluate.
Oh, how they're dressed?
Yeah, Lugan and I will be in the corner taking notes.
Well, that's fine. You're dressed very well. I kind of agree with Sean. When did you put yourself in like Ralph Lauren territory?
Come on, dude.
You wear the same tight pink shirt every single day.
I don't wear the same tight pink shirt every day.
You guys just aren't paying attention.
Exactly.
You think he mixes it up well?
He does.
You think he's a fashionista?
He's cares about fashion.
Would you put him in your league of fashion?
No.
Hey, Evan.
Exactly. He's wearing...
No,
this is true.
Go ahead.
You're going to take shots at my coworkers.
Okay.
You're wearing a winter beanie. Okay. First of all, it's 70 degrees in here.
Okay.
That I can see dog hair on. You don't own a dog.
That's a good point.
Can I have a rebuttal
Maybe
now?
Maybe had a bad hair day.
Yeah. Well, hey, here's what I would say.
His answer, by the way, is going to be attacking you or I.
No.
He's not going to defend himself.
No, because you attacked me first. Percentage-wise, your wardrobe, Evan and Sean,
See, I told you the percentage
of your clothes that are not sports-related. Go ahead. I bet you it's like 10%.
See what I did? Yeah. He had no answer, so he's like, I know what I'll do. I'll attack the fat guy and the dope. That's how I'll get out of this.
50-50. Good question.
Anyhow.
50-50.
Here's the real question, and I apologize that I have to be the one to ask it, but we had a guy on hold.
Yep.
Who had a question queued up to ask that I thought was going to just rip this radio station apart. Because I think everyone needs to answer.
He bowed out.
So I'm going to do it for him. And I believe that Sal needs to answer the question. Mm. I believe Boy, Brandon's in a tough spot. Brandon's got to answer the question. I feel worse for Tierney more than anybody asking this question. Poor Brandon's in a tough spot, but he's an honest guy, and he's going to give an honest answer. I will answer the question. G will answer the question, though he won't have a difficult time doing it. We all should answer the question. This should be a new kind of thing you need to do if you work here. And that question that was posed by a caller who unfortunately hung up because he didn't have the balls to do it was who had the better career in football, Boomer Esiason or Tiki Barber?
That's easy.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
What? It is easy.
Boomer Esiason! Well, first of all, Teak, before I get other answers, why is it easy? Are you being humble? Don't do this.
Because I didn't win an MVP.
But you're running back.
Okay. I didn't win an MVP.
It's like a quarterback award.
Not then.
You're kowtowing to Boomer?
Boomer had a better career.
Kowtowing to Boomer?
Kowtowing. You said it right.
Thank you. So you're going to say Boomer.
He won an MVP.
By the way, I expect no different from you. You're one of the classiest, most humble guys I know, and I respect that. That's why I do not take your answer valid at all.
Why not?
But by the way, and I want him to think long and hard about it, Tierney's got to answer that question tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I know he adores you, and he loves you, and he thinks you should be a Hall of Famer. He is as loyal as anyone, but he's also very loyal to King Boomer.
Boomer had a great career.
They both had great careers. No one's saying you guys suck.
He took a
no
team
one's
to a
saying
Super
you
Bowl.
Guys are bad.
He took a team to a Super Bowl.
I understand that.
Did I? Or was I just kind of there?
He was kind of there, Sean. Come on.
Thunder. I own the T-shirt. The Thunder and Lightning T-shirt. Here's the truth, because I actually have gone.
I worked for just over 1,000 yards that season. It wasn't like 1,800 like I had no five.
I went down this rabbit hole when the show first got announced, and I knew I was going to be working with you every day, even though we had known each other.
You went down the rabbit hole of comparing Boomer Esiason's NFL career to Tiki Barber's?
I could tell you where I was. I was sitting on my toilet next to my bathroom.
By the way, as you speak, I'm putting up the Twitter poll right now.
Yeah.
Let's put this on record.
Here's how I would determine it. You're right. Boomer won an MVP, played quarterback. Tiki Barber had more Hall of Fame seasons than Boomer Esiason did Hall of Fame seasons.
That's interesting.
Therefore, I would say Tiki Barber had the better football career.
What's Boomer Esiason's AV?
I already looked this up. You don't want to play this game.
I just want to know.
He has you beat.
I know.
138.
Yes.
And you're 120.
Two, I think.
Two, yes.
Yes.
You knew your AV.
Of course.
By the way, can you explain what an AV is?
It's like appropriate. It's like the war in baseball, but it's applied to NFL players.
Yes.
It'll never get referenced ever because nobody understands
it. I looked at it during the last commercial break just to get an idea. Because truthfully, it is very tough to compare a running back to a quarterback. So I was like, all right, how am I going to do this?
Right.
Because I want to give an honest answer.
Yeah. But I did have a 20 AV season, I think. Did I have one?
And Boomer never did, is what you're saying.
He never did.
Wow.
But he had multiple double-digit AV seasons.
Yeah,
I think. Five of them, six, seven, seven.
So I do think that everyone should answer the question, just their honest football opinion.
Well, he had seven.
Yeah.
He had seven.
My honest answer.
Double digit.
My honest answer, when I first got posed the question, are we going to still be friends after this?
Of course.
My honest answer right out the gate was like, it was Boomer. Boomer Esiason! But I was biased. Can I tell you why I was biased?
Why?
Because as a kid, he was a Jet. And while he was not a great Jet, not his fault, by the way.
And he made a Pro Bowl as a Jet.
He was a lefty. And I grew up as like this young kid from Long Island thinking Boomer's my hero. I don't like to say that often because it gets to his head.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bias immediately towards Boomer. I dove into the numbers a little bit. It's very, very close. And then I thought, Evan, you got to be a Foxhole guy. It doesn't even freaking matter what the answer is. The answer's got to be Tiki. He's sitting right next to him every freaking day. Plus, he was like a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. Where the hell is Boomer? So now I pivoted towards got to be loyal. It's Tiki.
Oh, thank you.
But I want everyone else to give an answer. You're saying it's easy. It's Tiki, Sean?
Okay, easy. I'm probably being a little tongue-in-cheek, but I truly believe Tiki had more Hall of Fame seasons than Boomer. That's the only way I could judge those positions.
What about you, Logie? Why are you grunting?
Because I love Tiki and I love Boomer. I don't want to have to pick.
He loves kissing both of their asses.
I do. I do. Boomer's got the MVP, Super Bowl, left the field with the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Boomer is my answer.
Wow. Oh,
that's
my
right.
God. What a shell-out little bitch.
And I can't believe
what do you call me a little bitch for?
I got my ass kicked in my Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, you're playing the greatest defense of all time. Then again, Boomer was playing,
one of the greatest teams of all time.
That's a good point. No, I respect that answer,
I forgot that,
Loogie,
till you said that.
Yeah. I mean, he left the field with a lead.
Did he ever win a championship game 41-0?
right, so everybody at the station has to answer the question. There's an answer from it was a question from a caller, and we trust our callers and we like them. And when they ask a question, it's very important to answer it. Who had the better NFL career? Now I put up a Twitter poll. Are we going to respect the results of this Twitter poll, or are we not?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. No, it's too early. We've only added up for 3 minutes. It only has 500 votes. We will wait. Boomer versus Tiki.
Did Boomer not throw a touchdown in that game?
Oh, look at that. You see what he just did? That was I like that. Very understated.
I don't remember this game. I don't know why I don't remember this game. Like, I should. Because I was 14.
Yeah,
or almost 14.
Like, that's how old I was for your Super Bowl.
Right. It's right in my will. I don't, for whatever reason, I don't remember the Super Bowl.
You know what Tiki is also going to do? He's like, huh. So Boomer's under 500 in his NFL career. I didn't know that. Wow, 80 and 93. I didn't see that coming, huh? That's what you should do. Like, just passive-aggressive shots to bring him down so you can win.
I love Boomer.
Wow, Boomer played for the Cardinals, the Jets, the Bengals twice. That's a lot of teams. So he didn't play for one team his entire NFL career. Huh, that's interesting. You know what you're going to do that too?
James Brooks and Icky Woods. I'm just telling you. Now I'm in the rabbit hole.
He's in the Boomer rabbit hole.
Can you also put me down for saying Tiki had a better career than Boomer? Just want to...
No, you said Boomer.
No, well, before. Now I'm saying Tiki as well had a better career than Boomer.
Wait, no. You're changing your answer?
No, I'm giving both. Both.
No, you already said Boomer. You're married to Boomer. You're married to...
Uh-oh, what?
Jalen Brunson out tonight versus Atlanta.
They're still going to win.
With what? a knee contusion?
Well, no, they're out. The lack of talent on the Atlanta Hawks.
They're out with without Trae Young. They also got swept by the Brooklyn Nets. Let's keep that in mind. The Hawks suck. I wouldn't be. It's not about tonight. Let's take a deep breath, Knick fans. Right. It's not about tonight. I think my concern would be when you're ruled out at 550, you know, it's like, he was never really playing. And so you think back to OG Anunoby when he had a few days of being questionable and then was just ruled out. And then all of a sudden it turns in. 2-month-long injury. So I think what this does is you're concerned.
Yeah.
Now, where's your level of concern? It shouldn't be the level of concern you had Sunday night when you were fearful that the man tore his ACL. It shouldn't be at that level. Like, you know he's coming back. You assume he's coming back. But I think you have to keep in mind that he could miss a couple of games. He could miss a week or two. I know it's not the same injury, but we brought up Donovan Mitchell is also dealing with that bone bruise.
Exactly
just needed a PRP, and he's going to miss 3 more games.
Right. I mean, it's almost a blessing. Like, 3 days ago, we thought he tore his ACL.
Exactly.
At best, it was, you know, he's got some ligament strain or some torn meniscus, whatever the heck it may be. And it turns out he's questionable a day later.
Right. So that's big
picture. That's like a blessing. It's like he could actually play if he needed to. If this is a playoff game. Do you think Jalen Brunson's playing? The answer is yes. So you're worried because he's not playing, but you're not worried because you know this is not a big deal.
Right. Now, in the heat of tonight, yes, every game's important. You don't want to drop into the play-in tournament, which they are very close to falling into. But the Atlanta Hawks, with the way they've played recently, with Trae Young being out, this is still a winnable game at Madison Square Garden. In fact, tell me the betting line. I bet you the Knicks are favorites.
They were favored by 3.5. This was before the news. I assume it'll drop by like a point or two because they were favored before even Brunson was
ruled
out.
Yeah, but that number, by the way, that number of 3.5 to me sounds like a number of Jalen's not playing.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah, if Jalen's playing, that number should be
8.
I agree. So I think that number's not even going to change that
so
much.
So it's 2 right now.
Okay, so they move by a point. Their favorite, they should win the game, is the point.
By the way, the Knicks signed Shake Milton today. We lived through the Tommy DeVito era. Maybe this is the start of the Shake Milton, where we get a week or two out of this guy, a little shake and bake. You never know.
He hasn't been great this year, but that's probably because of where he is.
Look, the truth,
shake and bake.
The truth is they need to just survive until they get healthy. And the date I had used for a long time is now almost upon us. When Julius first got hurt, I brought up March 15th.
15th, yeah.
What now?
Now what?
There's more Jalen Brunson news. He's undergone an MRI.
We knew that, right? Oh, no, we didn't know that.
No. We
weren't told that.
After they diagnosed him with a bone bruise, I think they asked Thibodeau, does he need an MRI? And he said it's not necessary. Yeah. Wasn't that the answer? It's not necessary?
I believe, but the coach has commented and informed us he's had an MRI. The MRI has come back clean.
Oh, okay, so there you go. Why would you bury that part?
I wanted to see everybody squirm a little bit, especially this guy after he was just commenting on our wardrobe.
Yeah, but that, screw him. What about the people
okay,
in the car?
So that's good the news. People in the car got their answer. They hung on for a little dramatic effect.
Yeah, but they thought MRI. We don't know the answer. You're telling us he had an MRI, and
yep.
It's clean.
Yeah, the MRI came back clean. For once, good injury news.
So look, here's the bottom line. He's got a bone bruise. He can miss a week. Like, that's even, on the table.
Know, I mean, it probably is not even a bone bruise. It's probably just a nerve thing.
Right.
Right? Which is, because a bone bruise, those things can linger. You worry about a fracture, especially if it's in...
But if it's like, a nerve issue, like wouldn't right he be back already?
It depends. Because he lost feeling in his foot. Like, you just don't want to risk anything.
I understand. Well, to the date I mentioned, the reason I would always bring up March 15th on why it was important to try to get Julius back by then, which is not happening, and OG Anunoby back, and now, obviously, Jalen Brunson, was not an arbitrary date. I wasn't saying it because it was a month before the playoffs, though that was a small part of it. I was saying it because the schedule stiffens. And you can survive until then, but after that, it becomes a challenge. They play Atlanta tonight. It's a winnable game. Right. They play the Magic at the Garden in a couple of days. The Knicks have had a rough time with Orlando. Not as winnable, but certainly can you win that game at the Garden? Sure, they'll probably be an underdog. And then you've got back-to-back games at home against the Sixers, a Sixers team that's now dealing with an injury that can greatly affect him, and that's Tyrese Maxey, who they're checking out for a concussion.
Yeah.
He did not make the trip to Brooklyn tonight. He's not playing against the Nets.
And
we'll see.
When did that even happen?
I think a couple days ago, but I'm not positive. So the Knicks have two games against Philly, and then they begin a long West Coast trip starts in Portland, a team you should beat the crap out of.
Mm-hmm.
But then you play Sacramento, and you play Golden State, and you play Denver. And then you come home for the Nets and Pistons, which seem easy, but then you got to go back on the road for Toronto and San Antonio and Oklahoma City and Sacramento, and you've got a game with Milwaukee. So, look, there are some easy ones in there, don't get me wrong.
But it gets rough for a second.
Yeah, it's going to make surviving this and avoiding the play-in tournament a real challenge unless you get healthy by that point, which is a week and a half from now. Now,
which is the date that you laid out.
Well, that's why I laid it out. I didn't just pick an arbitrary date. Like, that was when you needed these guys back. So, I think for the next few days, you got to hope this is a few days with Jalen and you get him back in time for the West Coast trip.
Agreed.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.